Cafe in Stillwater, Minnesota has some people up in arms. The restaurant has tacked on a new minimum wage fee for their customers onto their bills. Keep in mind here, Minnesota is among those that is raising the minimum wage. And so the Oasis Cafe in Stillwater began adding a 35-cent surcharge below the tax on bills this week. And there's a photo of a bill. It shows the subtotal, the tax, and then the minimum, the min wage fee, it says, 35 cents. And some people are up in arms about this. The restaurant's apparently a Facebook page is getting hammered with complaints. And I would imagine a lot of this is coming from people who have never once eaten there, never been there. This stuff gets on social media, and then you got people piling on. They've never set foot in the place. The owner of the cafe says the 35-cent fee was his way of thumbing his nose at the change in the law in Minnesota. And this brought about criticism. One Facebook user who said, if you need to raise prices, so be it. But to blame it on a fair minimum wage law is petty. Because you got people who are in absolute complete denial of the actual consequences of what happened when you force an increase in the minimum wage. So I get a kick out. Well, go ahead and raise prices, but to do this, you know, to blame it on the minimum wage. Hey, this is what happens. By the way, it was a student at the University of Minnesota. Maybe they ought to enroll in an economics class. So what would your reaction be to this if you saw this? I mean, if you were a customer at this place, would you be angry or would you be supportive of what the guy's doing? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. See, I'm half tempted to say, let's get in the car and let's go to Stillwater and let's go to the Oasis Cafe. Pat this guy on the back. How would you take it? You're a customer there. You see the 35 cent. To me, I'd go, yeah, well, it's understood. You push an increase in the minimum wage. It does raise prices. I mean, not necessarily always. If you're a business owner, you got a variety of different ways you can respond to that increase in the minimum wage. You can employ less people. You can cut the quality of what you're serving, reduce the product, cut your costs, or you can raise prices. And I think this guy is showing in very dramatic fashion the real consequences of what happened for businesses when you force an increase in the minimum wage. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, John. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great.
I think that is the coolest thing I have ever heard. I mean, the only thing that would be better is if there was a banner on the outside that said our prices have increased by X number percent because of the increase in minimum wage. I would eat at that place every day.
Why do you say that? Is it just the guy's honesty here or what?
It's the guy's honesty, plus he's actually speaking up and speaking out against these people that think that they needed to do it, and all the arguments they made for it, and all the people have said, the fact that they're going to cost more isn't, that's not true, they're lying, they're not telling the truth.
Yeah, see, I'm very much with you, John. I want to support the guy because you got the courage to make a statement here, especially on an issue that is a huge one right now.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
John, thanks so much for the call. 336-1320 is the Kevel hotline, 1-800-228-4435. 14 minutes past 7. It's cloudy and 65. Good morning, Dave. You're on Kello.
Morning, Greg.
Dave, are you going to go to the Oasis Cafe and you get hit with a 35-cent surcharge? How would you feel about it?
Absolutely. I'll go up there for lunch every day. I think this is right on the money. We have to, my wife showed me this on Facebook last night, and we had quite a discussion because she I told her I supported it, and she said, well, you're going to pay more. I said, yeah, well, that's what it is for all the business people that have to pay more for minimum wage workers.
Absolutely. The only difference here is this guy's putting the price increase out in a way that you see it versus just raising the price of your menu items and customers have no idea why.
That's right. And that's the guy has the coon is to put it right out there and let everybody know what's going on. And that's kudos to him, man.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much. 336-1320. We'll get to Tim here before sports coming up with Jack Taylor. Hi, Tim. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. I hate to be another member of the choir, but I think it's fantastic to put it out there and let people realize what their decisions are. Furthermore, I think it'd be great if everybody had to write the federal government an income tax check every 2 weeks. Then we'd have a representative government.
I totally agree. I think employee or, you know, that tax withholding, employee withholding, that's the worst thing that ever happened to the American worker.
Absolutely.
Tim, I'm glad you called. We're going to get to more of your thoughts coming up here. So if you're just joining us, a cafe in Stillwater, Minnesota is making waves because the owner began adding a 35-cent surcharge below the tax on bills this week. He's calling it a minimum wage fee. It's 35 cents. As you know, Minnesota is recently here has changed the law to increase the minimum wage. And so the owner says this is his way of thumbing my nose at the law change, he says. So this is angering some. How do you feel about it? Give this guy credit? Would you go eat there and pay the 35-cent surcharge, or would you be angry? 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I just get the biggest kick out of this quote from a student at the University of Minnesota who wrote in a one-star review on the cafe's Facebook page, said, if you need to raise prices, so be it. But to blame it on a fair minimum wage law is petty. Go ahead and charge us more. That's all right. But to try to suggest that an increase in the minimum wage is responsible for it, talk about living in absolute complete denial. It's like, just don't tell. Go ahead, raise the prices, but just don't tell me. Just don't tell me why. Oh, that's okay, huh? But it's not okay to say this is why we're increasing prices. The hypocrisy in that is to me is just absolutely staggering. I think this guy has just absolutely scored a home run. I would gladly go to the Oasis Cafe to show my support for what the point that the owner is trying to make here. What about you? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Another person on Facebook said, shame on your protest over a small increase in pay required by law. Hopefully customers will not continue to patronize your cheapskate establishment. It just takes me, I'll tell you, the people who just pass these kind of laws, pass this kind of stuff on to businesses, and then act all indignant because there's a consequence. I mean, this is what many of us say, have said repeatedly during these minimum wage debates, is you cannot raise the minimum wage in a vacuum. You cannot raise the minimum wage and pretend that there are no consequences for that. 336-1320. Good morning, Mark. You're on Tello.
Morning, Greg. You know, this guy's got the right idea. He's doing absolutely what he should be doing. If people don't think the prices are going to go up because the minimum wage went up, they're fools. All it's going to do is cause inflation for everybody. You're going to go to McDonald's and pay $2 for a cheeseburger.
I fear the same thing. You raise people's wages, but then the wages don't go as far, and you wind up, you know, in a worse spot than you were in the first place.
And it's going to spread around to every place.
Correct.
So not just this one restaurant. Everybody's paying more. So your wage that you just got, your whatever they raised it to, it's going to go less than what you were making before.
Sure.
What? I don't get how these people do not understand this fact.
They want to, and this is why I keep repeating this quote from this the student at the U of M, who says, you know, well, go ahead and raise prices, that's fine, but to link it to an increase in the minimum wage, they want to live in fairyland.
It's a joke. It's just pure, they don't understand economics at all. That's the bottom line of it all.
Mark, I'm so glad you called. Thank you, my friend. 336-1320. 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. You know, I was telling Brownie, I said, if it weren't for the fact that I'm going to Aberdeen this weekend for my class reunion, I would be all over going over there just to support this guy.
Road trip to Stillwater, Minnesota, baby, in the Oasis Cafe.
Heck yeah. I mean, what do these people think? I mean, if you raise the minimum wage, what do you think is going to happen? Prices are going to go up. And he's just basically saying, hey, I got to make up for it somehow.
Absolutely right. He's being very honest about it, trying to make a point. And I'm with you. I find it refreshing. I like the way he's going about doing it. Obviously, he's made a loud statement because we're talking about it. It's generating national headlines. So he's made a very loud statement. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You're just joining us this morning. We're talking about a cafe in Minnesota, the Oasis Cafe in Stillwater, which after now Minnesota, you know, has passed a mandatory increase in the minimum wage. So the owners of the cafe began adding a 35-cent surcharge called the minimum wage fee. And it's upsetting a number of people. How dare this restaurant try to demonize the minimum wage increase in this way? And I think it's a very accurate demonstration, a consequence of what happens when you force, when you mandate an increase in the minimum wage. So we want to get your thoughts on it. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Do you congratulate the restaurant here? Would you patronize it, or are you among those who'd be angry? 336-1320. Hi, Mike. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I would be angry, but not at the restaurant.
Explain what you mean.
Well, the restaurant is a business. Business is in the business of business, and they have to have a profit to stay in business. Anytime their cost goes up, sooner or later that comes through to only one person, and that's the consumer.
Right.
If Columbia all of a sudden raised the cost of coffee to $10 a pound, and that had to be passed on, people would be upset with Columbia, but they'd still buy their coffee and just consider their cost of business. It's no different than if you force an increase in wages. Sooner or later, that has to be passed on to the consumer. Now, the other point that I'd like to make is that there's only one group that really benefits from this significant increase in wage, and that's the government, because it forces the price up so they get more sales taxes, and secondly, they get more wage taxes.
That's true. That's a great point, Mike. Nobody's brought that up this morning. That's a great point. Appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you so much. 336-1320 is our number. 1-800-228-4435. And it's one of the things that frustrates me when we talk about the minimum wage and an increase, you know, have this debate over whether we ought to increase the minimum wage, is there has to be an understanding that there are consequences. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. And so there are consequences from forcing an increase in the minimum wage. And as I said earlier, you're a business owner. You're going to have to be look at a couple of things. You really don't have many choices. You'll have to reduce your costs. So you're either going to reduce your costs. What's your biggest cost? Employees. So you may hire fewer employees. You may have to let employees go, which means a reduction in service or quality. Same thing. You may have to cut back on the quality of whatever the products you're offering. You may have to go with something less expensive and less quality than what you're currently offering customers. It affects the consumer directly. Of course, your other choice is to raise prices. You raise prices and you're going to pass it along to the consumer. And if you want to maintain the quality of your products, and if you don't want to be letting people go, you don't have any other choice except to raise your prices and pass it along to consumers. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Scott. You're on Kello.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to make a comment, and I think about, you know, McDonald's or other high-volume franchise operations. You know, one consideration that if I was the business owner and I was forced to increase my wages, I may consider doing automation, automating my processes so that I could hire, I'd have to have fewer people in my employment, and as a consequence, keep the cost down for the consumer. So I think in some instances, we may see a potential backfire in increasing wages.
I totally agree with you. Again, the reality of being in business is you're forced to make those tough decisions. We act as if, especially, you know, Scott, as we're talking about, there's been a lot of focus in the minimum wage debate, been a lot of focus on these chain restaurants like McDonald's and so on. And, you know, these are not all of these stores are franchise-owned stores. You got the local guy who's sitting there, and he's got his hands tied on prices by McDonald's. And a forced increase in the wage. I mean, I feel it's terrible for these local franchisees.
No, I couldn't agree more. You know, how are they going to be able to compete? We'll probably see, you know, I could see some industries probably shuttering their doors. And again, consequence of job loss.
Scott, great points. Thank you so much for calling. Love getting to all of your thoughts, and we'll get more coming up. A cafe in Stillwater, Minnesota has jumped headfirst into the debate over the minimum wage. The Oasis Cafe in Stillwater added a 35-cent surcharge this week. And if you look at the bill, underneath the there's a subtotal, there's tax, and then there's a 35-cent charge called the min wage fee, the minimum wage fee. And people are going nuts, criticizing the restaurant for being cheapskates. People on social media, one said, shame on your protest over a small increase in pay required by law. Hopefully customers will not continue to patronize your cheapskate establishment. I love this guy. I would go there, I'd go there daily to show my support of this guy and the point that he's trying to make. What about you? Would you be angry at the 35-cent surcharge? Would you patronize his restaurant or not? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. We got room on our switchboard for your call. Hi, John, you're on Kello.
Good morning. I think it's great. I think it points out exactly what the people who were in favor of raising the minimum wage said, is that it's not that big a cost to actually pay people a living wage. I'm tired of people working full-time. We keep saying we want to reward people for work, But we let them work full-time at Walmart, and they qualify for food stamps because the wages don't cover their ability to feed their families. And raising the minimum wage is, what, if I go out with my family for lunch, it's going to cost me an extra 35 cents. I think that's a small price to pay to pay people a living wage.
I guess I appreciate what you're saying. If you want
to, it's so minuscule what this is going to do, but makes such a huge difference in people's lives.
I don't think it's minuscule only to those who don't own and run their own business, John.
No,
I've never yet had a business owner call me and say, "Oh, I'm glad to see a forced laws forcing increase in a minimum wage." I've yet to hear from one.
But I do hear from my neighbor who works for minimum wage full time and has 3 part time jobs. And this is going to make when South Dakota passes the increase in the minimum wage, is going to make a huge difference in her life and feeding her family and kids.
Yeah, and her prices are going to go up, and she's going to be no better off than she was in the first place, and that's the point.
She doesn't take her kids out for dinner because she can't afford it, so the 35 cents isn't going to matter there.
Yeah, but her other prices are going to go up. You think grocery stores don't pay you don't have part-time workers that they're paying?
Oh, I think they have lots of part-time workers that they're going to pay that are going to be able to feed their families.
Yeah, you're living in fantasy land. If you think the reason that things are tough for families in America is because companies are not paying enough wages, I don't think you're paying attention to what's going on.
I watched Walmart with record profits for how many quarters in a row? I've watched corporate America continue to, and that's why my stock portfolio keeps going up, because they continue to make record profits while they send their employees down to apply for SNAP.
But the reality is that the backbone of the country is small business. You want to bag on corporate America, but that's not the backbone of the country.
Of the country is the American worker who's getting squeezed out of their pay so that corporations and business make profit. It's a combination of where there's got to be a middle ground, and the value of workers in this country, the productivity, continues to skyrocket compared to employees around the world. And their wages and their real wages continue to drop.
John, I appreciate the call. Let's get to Wade before we go to Fox News Radio. Hi, Wade. You're on Kello.
Yeah, hey, Greg. I think it's funny some of the comments saying that you should not patronize this place because of their protest, but doesn't that just put those people that you're so worried about their wages out of a job?
Yeah, exactly.
And your last caller, I own a couple small businesses, and I really don't see anybody at minimum wage because they expect a little bit more than minimum wage, but that just augments what I get to pay people as well. And it's artificial, I'm paying people that aren't really, that I'm training, that I'm trying to get qualified for the work that I've hired them for, I'm paying them at the qualified rate off the bat, as opposed to letting them earn a little bit better and showing me some loyalty and some longevity in the job. But if I do that, I end up with worse employees, and I end up with higher prices and better and worse customer service. And I just think that it's wrong on just about every level.
Wade, I've heard the same thing from other small business owners, and one of the things that they find frustrating is also then when they're paying the entry-level worker more pay, they cannot reward their exceptional workers. Those who are going above and beyond, they're the ones who pay the price. They don't see the raises that they would otherwise see.
And that's the heartbreaking thing, is that not only can I not do that, because I truly want to. I like having happy, well-paid, pays their bills, can take care of the medical expenses for their kids, employees. But now, in that interim, while I'm adjusting price and getting that, my business really is in a stranglehold. Now, do I get to increase my prices eventually? Yeah, but I got to do it over time because I'm in competition with places like Walmart and the big box grocery stores and the big box C stores for the products I sell. And they've got a lot deeper pockets. And